Fishermen up and down the New England coast say it's been decades since they've been able to catch so many Atlantic bluefin tuna so fast. Once severely depleted, populations of the prize sushi fish appear to be rebuilding. Now the industry and some scientists say the international commission that regulates the fish can allow a much bigger catch. But some environmental groups disagree. Fred Bever has our story.
Peter Speeches is a commercial fisherman who sails his 45-foot boat, the Erin and Sarah, out of a Portland marina. His rods and reels are dry now, though, and the boat's been docked the past several weeks. That's because tuna fishermen reached their fall catch quotas earlier than ever this year.
There was more fish here than I've seen in 30 years, and I fish virtually every single day. This year we caught probably close to the same amount, but in half the time that we normally fish.
This year, Speeches says, the 1,000-plus boats that fish bluefin off New England were blessed by day after day of good boating weather. Forage fish, such as herring and pogies, showed up in numbers, and they swam relatively near to shore, bringing the big tuna in to feast, where smaller boats could get at them pretty easily. Above all, he says, there were just a whole lot of bluefin around, and biting.
They're everywhere. When they hit this year in July, they hit from the Canadian border virtually to New Jersey. They were thick and they got caught fast.
And fisheries scientists agree. After charting a strong bluefin presence in 2016, preliminary data for this year suggest even better.
The increase has been just incredible. Just incredible.
Walter Golay is a researcher at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute. He compares the recent trend to big drop-offs seen a decade ago.
And then since that time, they started to show up a little bit earlier in the season, to the point now where they've shown up in abundance. So we're almost back to where we were, or it appears like we're almost back to where we were in the 1990s.
It's really difficult to say clearly what environmental changes could have led to this current increase in abundance.
That's Clay Porch, a federal scientist who leads bluefin stock assessments for the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tuna, or ICAT. That's the body that's been setting quotas in a 20-year effort to rebuild two bluefin stocks, those caught in the eastern Atlantic and those caught here on the west side. Bluefin are a big, fast, warm-blooded fish that can swim from the Bahamas to Norway in 54 days. Porch says that charting their locations and numbers is an exercise in predicting the unpredictable. But the trend lines are clear, he adds. Recovery efforts since 2010 are showing some real success.
They've really taken a lot of steps to get better control in the fisheries and catch bigger fish instead of a lot of small fish and ratcheted down those quotas. So the combination of all those things has really created an environment where the stock can increase. And now that it's increased, we're saying, well, it looks like you can start taking more quota again.
The scientists say that starting next year, to avoid an undue risk of overfishing, the Western quota should not be increased by more than 25%. But even that much would raise the quotas to the highest level they've been in 15 years. Fishermen like Peter Speeches are all for it.
I think we have to recognize that we have made sacrifices as New England fishermen that have paid great dividends, and we shouldn't be punished for it.
But conservation groups are dismayed by the prospect. Shayna Miller, program manager for the Ocean Foundation's Global Tuna Conservation Program, says that in order to continue the stock's recovery, the quota actually should be reduced. If the 25% increase is adopted, she says, the data show the stock would decline continuously over the next 3 years and beyond.
And then we'll be in a case where ICAT will be facing its first ever failed recovery plan.
And Miller makes a larger point. For centuries, until decline began in the 1960s, the Western bluefin population was many, many times larger than now. She says what fishermen and fishery managers today consider abundance is still just a fraction of the species' historic numbers. The bar has been lowered.
If you go back 50 years, you get a completely different story, and that's when you realize how depleted the stock is.
There are two major strains of Atlantic bluefin, those that spawn in the Mediterranean and those that spawn in the Gulf of Mexico. The Mediterranean strain is roughly 10 times as abundant as those spawned off this continent and is considered more robust. But when they cross the Atlantic to feed off American shores, they mix in with the locals, making it very difficult to judge just how well the Western population is faring. There is some work being done on that.
What we're going for is right in here. You can see that thicker part where it turns into the thin piece of the otolith.
Portland's Gulf of Maine Research Institute houses the hemisphere's largest collection of a tiny tuna bone called an otolith. Researcher Brenda Rudnicki preps a sample that will be used to discern the fish's spawning year, its sex, and depending on the presence of certain isotopes and minerals, which side of the sea it was born in.
So that's the part of the otolith that we're going to take. So we're going to make two cuts, one before that and one after that. And that's what we put on these slides to work with.
The Institute's scientists are using otoliths to develop data and models that should open a new window on the true size and health of the two Atlantic bluefin populations. But the international body hasn't adopted that work yet. So when the ICAT decides quotas at a meeting that begins next week in Marrakesh, to some degree, their assessments will remain beset by uncertainty. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.